Hey everyone, welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we break down the wildest, nerdiest, and sometimes holiest happenings in the world of artificial intelligence.
And sometimes we even manage to keep it under an hour. I'm Jamie, your resident tech enthusiast and professional question asker.
I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of algorithms and apparently papal pronouncements.
Oh, you're going to need your finest decoder ring for today's episode, Alex, because we're talking about Pope Leo XIV's brand new AI encyclical, Magnifica Humanitas, which I believe translates to Magnificent Humanity.
A 235-page Vatican deep dive into artificial intelligence, ethics, and why your chatbot might need a confession.
Wait, the Pope wrote an entire book about AI? My grandma still thinks AI is just Clippy with a bad attitude.
Not just any book, Jamie. An encyclical. That's like the papal version of a TED Talk, but with more Latin and usually fewer slides.
So, what makes this encyclical such a big deal? Didn't the Vatican already chime in on tech stuff before?
Great question. They have, like with last year's Antiqua et Nova, which was more of a doctrinal note. But this, Magnifica Humanitas, is the first time a pope dedicated his most authoritative teaching letter entirely to AI. And he even broke tradition by presenting it himself at the Vatican instead of handing it off to a cardinal.
That's like Tim Cook demoing the iPhone himself, but for, you know, the fate of humanity.
Exactly. And the timing is symbolic, too. He signed it on the anniversary of Rerum Novarum, the 1891 encyclical that tackled labor and capital during the Industrial Revolution.
So Pope Leo saying AI is our generation's Industrial Revolution moment.
Nailed it. He's framing AI as the new big labor and capital question. Who gets to own and benefit from these digital tools, and what responsibilities come with that?
Okay, but what's actually in this thing? I did not read all 235 pages. I barely finished my taxes.
Fair. The encyclical's laid out in 5 chapters, kind of like a Netflix miniseries. But instead of dragons, you get subsidiarity and digital platforms.
Subsidiarity? Is that like subscribing to something but holier?
Not quite, but points for creativity. Subsidiarity is a Catholic social principle that says decisions should be made at the lowest level possible by those most affected. The Pope's saying that, even with AI, power shouldn't just sit with a handful of giant labs or governments.
So, like, don't let the tech bros run the world unchecked. I can get behind that.
Exactly. And he goes further, calling algorithms, data, and platforms common goods. Meaning, they shouldn't be treated like someone's private treasure chest, but like stuff meant for everyone.
Wait, so the Pope is basically saying, hey, your algorithm isn't just your secret sauce, it's everyone's business? That's spicy.
Yeah, and he's actually plugging this into centuries-old Catholic teaching, the universal destination of goods. If something's essential for human flourishing, it's gotta be shared.
Okay, but what about the hot-button stuff? Like AI taking our jobs, or I don't know, robots waging war.
The encyclical doesn't shy away from that. It actually calls out knowledge worker displacement by name. Writers, coders, analysts.
Oof, that's half our audience. And you.
Thanks, Jamie. But for real, the Pope says it's a moral duty to safeguard workers before the bots take over, not after.
So no learn to code platitudes from the Vatican. Good to know.
Right. And about war, Chapter 5 is where things get especially fiery. The Pope says AI in warfare needs the most rigorous ethical constraints. He basically calls the old just war theory outdated in the age of autonomous weapons.
Yikes, so no Skynet and no loopholes.
Exactly. He's putting AI arms races in the same moral bucket as chemical and nuclear weapons. Big deal.
All right, but here's what I really want to know. Why was Anthropic's Chris Ola on stage and not someone from OpenAI or Google?
Good eye. The Vatican invited Chris Ola, who's all about AI interpretability, basically figuring out what's actually happening inside those black box models. The message? The church wants people who can explain, not just hype.
So not the CEOs, not the PR folks, but the what the heck is going on in there scientists.
Exactly. And Ola got real in his speech. He said, we keep finding things inside these models that are mysterious, even unsettling. He's asking the church to help discern what kind of thing AI really is.
That's not exactly reassuring, Alex. I like my AI a little less mysterious. Thank you very much.
Same here, but it's honest. And Ola posed 3 big questions. 1, How do we make sure AI benefits the global poor, not just the rich countries? 2. What does human flourishing really look like in an AI world? And what are we actually building, when sometimes these models seem to show glimmers of things like joy, fear, or even self-reflection?
So are we making helpful tools or Frankenstein's chatbot? Got it.
That's the million-dollar question. Or maybe the billion-dollar one, given how much investment is pouring in.
All right, last thing. Where does this fit in the bigger Catholic social teaching picture?
Great wrap-up. The Pope is self-consciously building on Rerum Novarum, which tackled the fallout from the Industrial Revolution. Now with Magnifica Humanitas, he's saying, AI is the next big shift in how we work, live, and relate. The Church wants a seat at the table to make sure we don't lose our humanity or leave people behind.
So whether you're building the next big model or just worried about your job, the Vatican's got thoughts, which is more than I can say for my last chatbot conversation.
At least the Vatican doesn't just reply, "I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that."
Well, that's a wrap for today's Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you enjoyed this theological tech deep dive, smash that subscribe button, tell a friend, or send us your favorite AI Pope memes.
And as always, thanks for nerding out with us. Stay curious, stay kind, and remember, sometimes the most profound questions about tech come from the most unexpected places.
Catch you next time.